Chapter 8. Miss Buckland? Yes? The voice was so faint Ski could barely hear her on his cell phone. He plugged his other ear with his index finger. Sally Buckland?
Yes, this is... I'm Sally Buckland.
My name's Ski Nyland. I'm a deputy sheriff in Merritt County. When she said nothing to that, he plowed on. We had an incident here last night, Miss Buckland. Some people you know were involved.
Oren and Barry, I heard about it on the news.
Ski wasn't surprised that the Houston media had picked up on the story of the shooting. Probably dozens of similar incidents had occurred last night, but Caroline King had been a large player in the Houston area real estate market before moving to Merritt. Her name was newsworthy. He was glad of it. Because of the news coverage, millions of people would be on the lookout for Oren Starks. He confirmed with Miss Buckland that Starks and Barry Malone had been co-workers at Delray Marketing, and that she was also acquainted with the shooting victim, Ben Laughlin.
They say Ben is in serious condition?
That's been upgraded, Ski told her. He's going to be fine. Two deputies came into the squad room carrying Whataburger sacks. Others fell on the fast food like a pack of coyotes. Ski placed his hand over his phone and yelled at them to pipe down. His stomach rumbled, reminding him he hadn't had a proper meal today. Back into the phone, he said, I was wondering if you could answer some questions for me, Miss Buckland.
No.
Her abruptness took him aback. I promise not to take up much of your time.
Why did you call me?
Because I'm conducting an investigation, and you know the three principals involved. Oren Starks issued some serious threats, and he's still at large. Anything you can tell me would be greatly appreciated. She was silent for so long that Ski had to prod her. Miss Buckland?
I'm sorry, but I don't know anything.
Another deputy approached Ski, proffering a burger oozing melting cheese, but despite how mouth-watering it looked, Ski waved him off. Ms. Malone has alleged that Oren Starks shot Mr. Laughlin. Sally Buckland said nothing in response. When you worked at Delray...